So I apologize, your program just says Larry Hanks is the author, so if you're here to see him, I'm sorry. Hopefully everyone doesn't storm out. But for some reason, my name was left off. Okay, so Cerambycidae is a large and diverse family with approximately 35,000 species that have been described. The larvae usually feed within trees, which can weaken and sometimes kill them, causing significant economic damage. Environmental stress, such as fire, lightning, flood, and drought, can influence attacks by these wood-boring beetles. For example, drought stress is frequently associated with attacks by wood-boring beetles. Dendrochronology is the dating of past events through the study of tree ring growth and can be used to look at annual patterns in drought stress. Adequate moisture in a long growing season will result in a wide ring, while a drought year will result in a narrow ring. In this study, the past events that we're looking at are attacks by Megaslini ribbinii, which is the locust borer. It is distributed throughout the United States, wherever black locusts occur, and the larvae develop in living black locust trees, feeding on the sapwood and the heartwood, and they're also univolting. The adults are active August through October, feeding on goldenrod, and they do show a preference for stressed trees. It is also the only wood borer known to attack living black locusts. Our hypothesis for the study was that Megaslini ribbinii will preferentially attack trees during periods of slow growth, or in other words, when they're stressed. Our study site was Mazonia State Park, located in Grundy County, Illinois. The park is more than 400 hectares or 1,000 acres large and is relatively young, coming under management in the 1970s when the power company created this lake here, Braidwood Lake, as a cooling lake, and then there were also several smaller lakes that were excavated for recreation. This area was heavily disturbed. These lakes were mined out, and then the bodies were stocked with fish, which were used for excavation or used for recreation. And then they were lined with black locust trees, which are commonly planted on disturbed sites because it is a nitrogen fixer and it's also able to withstand poor soil conditions. The black locusts there range from large, healthy trees with little signs of borer attack to trees that were that looked very stressed and had showed signs of lots of attacks, but were still alive. All the research was conducted during this past summer and fall. 11 black locust trees were selected, and the trees appeared to vary in their vigor, which was based on their crown density, sorry. The water potentials of the leaves were measured in July multiple times per tree with a pressure chamber. The trees were then felled in October after the growing season was complete, and the trunks were brought back to the lab. They were then cut into approximately 6 centimeter discs, and then used for further analysis. The widths of the tree rings were measured as far back as 1986. They were measured 3 times per tree to account for any uneven growth. And then the year of emergence for the locust borer was determined by looking at the growth ring associated with it. So this example here, you can see a 2008 emergence where there was feeding in both the xylem and the cambium. And then this damage was done later in the season, so the tree hasn't yet had a chance to grow around it. There's also a gallery here in the heartwood, which the tree is never going to have a chance to grow around. This is an example of a 2006 emergence. Is that right? Yeah, 2006 emergence, where the tree has had 2 years now of growth around the wound, but it's not yet completely healed over. And then this is an example of a 2000 emergence, where you can see the damage and the tree's been able to completely grow in around the wound. For the purpose of this talk, the data that is limited to the last 5 years, because after that point it gets a little bit more difficult to distinguish the years in these early rings. In the results that I show, the number of beetles emerging is measured in units of cambium area, and this is to account for differences in trunk size. Annual variation in ring width and ring growth was tested by ANOVA, and the linear relationships between variables were examined by regression analysis. The variables we looked at were the width of the growth ring, moisture potential, the age of the trees, the diameter of the trunks, the number of emerging beetles, and time. So what we found, shows an inverse relationship between water stress and the growth rings. So on the x-axis here, you have, on the x-axis, you have water potential. So basically, the higher the water potential is, the more stressed the tree is. On the y-axis, you have the average width of the growth ring. So this shows what we sort of predicted, that the more water stressed the tree is, the smaller the rings are. And this is consistent with the earlier literature. And so we would think that these are going to be trees that are more susceptible to attack. So the width of the growth rings varied from year to year. In this figure, the x-axis represents the year, and the y-axis represents the width of the growth ring, of the average growth ring for just the 2008. I'm sorry, that's not right. This is the last 20 years, and the y-axis represents the width of the growth rings for these are three representative trees. And you can see the changes in the growth rings were not synchronized. For example, this top tree showed an increase in growth rates between 1992 and 1999, while at the same time, the bottom tree showed a steady decline in growth. And then the middle tree is pretty all over the place, and it just shows how dramatically these growth rates can vary. So again, these growth rates were not synchronized, and the trees were all located within a kilometer of each other, so they're obviously not responding to some sort of regional effect, such as rainfall. So because of this they vary wildly in growth rates and vigor, we would expect that there would be a variation in the resistance to wood boring, to the locust borer. However, if you look at the average ring width over the last 5 years for individual trees, it's not correlated with beetles emerging. In fact, if you look at the trees with the smallest rings, these ones here, they actually have the fewest number of beetles. The number of beetles emerging has increased significantly over time across all the trees. This could suggest a community-wide change in vigor. But again, if you look at the average ring width across all the trees, it was nearly constant over the last 5 years. This argues against some kind of environmental factor that's influencing the vigor of these trees. So returning back to this figure, this increase in the number of beetles over time could just be due to the fact that the trees are getting bigger. However, if you look at the relationship between tree size, which we measured as diameter at breast height, and the number of beetles emerging, there's no clear pattern. However, there is a strong inverse relationship between age, which is independent of size. As the trees got older, the number of beetles that had emerged in the last 5 years has decreased, and the younger trees were more heavily attacked. There are two possible explanations for this. First, that the trees vary in their inherent resistance to attack, so over time the beetles will eliminate the weaker trees. The trees that live to be old are the resistant ones, and that's why they live to be old. So therefore, they have fewer beetles. However, if this were the case, you would expect to find a lot of variation in the early years in their resistance. There should be young trees that showed some signs of resistance, but this is not what our data suggests. It seems more likely that trees become more resistant to attack with age. This linear relationship suggests that all small trees are susceptible, and as they get older, they become more resistant. This could be due to either just the bark getting thicker or some sort of induced chemical defense. So going back to our hypothesis, it was not supported. Megaslenia ribbini did not preferentially attack trees during periods of slow growth. So our data suggests that all of the young trees were attacked despite varying in vigor as indicated by their growth rings. This study should be repeated at additional sites so that we can compare some other environmental factors. We were only in one area. So in summary, the trees with lower moisture content have smaller growth rings. There is no relationship between the number of beetles emerging and the size of the growth rings or the size of the tree. The number of beetles emerging has increased over the last 5 years. This could be due to the fact that it is a young site And it has taken a while for the beetle populations to become established after the locust and goldenrod became established. Again, the locust trees are only 30 years old. Finally, the younger trees are more susceptible to older trees than older trees to beetle attacks, suggesting that the trees become more resistant with time. So with that, I can take any questions.
We do have time for a few questions.
Yep.
Was the soil type the same throughout your whole block?
Pretty much. It's all a disturbed site, so I don't think any area was, you know, a better site than the others. So it was, and they were all within the same park. So everywhere was all dug up. Yep.
Do black locusts do they have a well-defined resin ducts like pines, and that they can defend themselves by essentially pitching out the insects or anything like that?
It's not like pines do. I'm not even sure if there's much resin that they. Yeah, I mean, I don't find it when I cut them into them, so. Yep.
How would the locust distributed relative to the adult food source, your goldenrod? Was the goldenrod at the forest edge, or how did that go down?
There's pretty much goldenrod all over the edge. And these aren't really dense forests. They're very thin plots. And so all over the sides is where the goldenrod was. So there was no limiting goldenrod to contribute to it. As far as food source for adults.
Okay, I think we're out of time. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Very nice talk.